The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Oh, come in. Oh, hey, little bro. What's up with you on this lazy Saturday afternoon? Me? Okay, check it out. That great new guy I've been seeing is going to text me to tell me what time he's picking me up for our date tonight. He's so gorgeous. I can hardly wait. What's up with you? Why are you standing there in my bedroom doorway fidgeting so much? Oh, I know what that means. You're horny again, aren't you, little bro? I thought I heard Dad's car drive off earlier. Are both him and Mom gone? They're visiting our aunt for the day? Well, okay. But I want you to promise that after you fuck me once, that will be it for today. Okay? I know that sometimes once isn't enough for you, little bro. What with those raging teenage hormones of yours and all. I'm sorry, but it will have to do for today. Look, I'm not going to argue about this. This is like another Saturday we had back when I was dating my ex-boyfriend. You don't remember? Well, I had a date with him that night, and Mom and Dad were gone that afternoon, like they are now. With them gone, you and I spent the entire afternoon fucking. You fucked me in virtually every room in the house. My bedroom, your bedroom, the living room, the den, the kitchen. You even fucked me standing up out there in the hallway. We were like animals. Anyway, by the time I went on my date, my pussy was sore and I wasn't able to fuck again. It would have felt so uncomfortable. So I made up a story about not feeling well, and the jerk got mad as hell at me for not putting out. I offered to give him a blowjob, try and make him happy, but even after I sucked him off, he stayed angry with me. Can you believe that? I swallowed his load and everything. So, we broke up. Oh, it's nothing, little bro. I had been getting really tired of that loser anyway. He was totally into himself and so conceited, and he clearly wasn't the understanding type. Ending that relationship was the best thing I ever did. But I really, really like this new guy I'm seeing, and I want to be, you know, ready for him tonight. So, if I let you fuck me now, promise you'll leave me alone the rest of the day? Deal? Good. So, what do you want me to do? Start you off with a blowjob? Okay. Do you want me on my knees, or do you want to step over here to the foot of the bed? Fine. I'll wait for you to get your pants off. Wow. You are raring to go, aren't you, little bro? Your boner is standing up like a flagpole. Poor baby. You must be so uncomfortable when it gets like that. Come here and let big sister take care of baby brother. You know, I don't even know where we're going tonight. I told him to surprise me. He's so creative. He always thinks of the most fun and interesting things to do. Mm-hmm. Your cock is so hard, little bro. Does it make you uncomfortable when it's like that? Oh, and the guy I'm seeing is so smart. He's just out of college and already has a big-time job with a major firm. You know that big corporate center that's open downtown? His firm built it. He was involved in the entire thing. Okay, let me lick you like a lollipop. You like that, don't you, little bro? I can tell. Let me do it some more then. All right, back to the regular program. Oh, and he's working on another big project too. No starting at the bottom for him. He's totally got his shit together. Did I tell you how we met? At a party. We saw each other and immediately just clicked. My girlfriends were so jealous that he gravitated towards me and not them. You're starting to moan a little bit. Does your cock feel good, little bro? Fuck my mouth like it's a pussy? Go ahead. Oh, and I've met his parents, and they're so totally cool. They absolutely so totally adore me. His mom thinks I'm the sweetest thing she's ever seen. And his dad calls me his little princess. He says I literally look like a real life princess from one of those European royal dynasties. But here's the best thing about this guy. We talk so much. We talk for hours sometimes. I mean, I totally love talking with him. I swear, I couldn't have a short conversation with him if my life depended on it. I just couldn't. Little bro, you're starting to moan even more. Do you want me to stop so you can fuck me? Okay, since I'm on my tummy, we can fuck doggy style. Okay? Alright. I'll just, one second, put my ass up in the air. You be a little gentleman and slide my shorts and panties off. Yeah, well, of course my panties are soaked, silly. I've been sucking your cock, or didn't you notice? you know what a mouthful of cock does to me. Now, get behind me and rub your cock head up and down my pussy lips a few times. You know I like that. Yeah. Like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. and slide it in. Just push yourself inside me. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, take your time and don't get. Don't get too close too fast. Okay, little bro. Just be a good boy and enjoy yourself. Slowly poke and probe me with that man tool of yours, little bro. Yeah. Explore me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you're fucking into me. So deep. Oh, does that feel good? Does it? Stretching out your big sister's tight little pussy. Fuck. Yeah, that's a good boy. Fuck, yeah. Keep probing me with that cock. Like that. Like that. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. You fill me up so good. Yeah. You like that, huh? Yeah, you like the way your big sister's tight little pussy hugs your cock? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you like fucking my greedy little fuckhole? Oh, yeah. I knew you did. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and grab my ear. But not too hard, okay? Just enough to let me know you're the jockey in the saddle, that you're in control. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like fucking me jockey style? Oh, I love it. I totally fucking love it. I can tell you do too. Oh shit. Oh my god, he's calling me. I thought he was going to text me. Oh, stop. Stop, stop, stop. No, no, no. Don't pull out. Just stay inside me. I need to answer this. Hey, babe. I thought you were gonna text me. Oh, no, not at all. I'm glad you called. I love hearing the sound of your voice. You know that. I sound like I'm breathing hard? I'm fine. I just, I've been doing some yoga. Why is that so surprising? Yeah, that's right. I did say a couple weeks ago I tried yoga once, hated it, would never do it again. But, I was talking to one of my girlfriends the other day, and she does it, so I decided to try it again. Oh, yeah. I can really feel the effects of it. Even now, there's a throbbing deep inside me. It affects me physically, mentally, literally my whole being. Listen, babe, I'm in the middle of my workout, and I don't want my muscles to cool down too much, okay? Just tell me what time you're picking me up tonight. Okay, got it. I'll be ready. I can't wait to see you. Thanks, babe. Bye. Holy fuck. I couldn't wait to get off the phone. What? I know I just thought I couldn't have a short conversation with him if my life depended on it, but not when I'm in the middle of getting fucked. I don't know why you think this is so funny. Shit. As I was talking to him, I could feel your hands caressing my ass. Feel your cock throbbing deep inside me. Feel my pussy clenching around you without me even wanting it to. It's like my pussy has a mind of its own, desperate to get fucked. I was going crazy. I couldn't say, sorry, honey, I can't talk right now. I'm busy milking my horny little brother's rock-hard cock with my pussy. Gosh. Yeah, you can be so annoying sometimes. And speaking of annoying, I'll be annoyed if you don't start fucking me again right now. Oh, good boy. Yeah. Inside your big sister like a good boy. That's okay. You can do it. Come on. You can do it. I'm seeing my boyfriend tonight, but that doesn't mean you can't fuck my pussy now that you've gotten the chance. Go ahead, little bro. Claim your big sister's pussy with your cock. Get it all while you can. My boyfriend's mom thinks I'm so fucking sweet. Show her, little bro. Show her how sweet my pussy is by fucking it and shooting your hot, sticky load into it. My boyfriend's dad calls me his little princess, so give his little princess a royal fucking little bro. You can do it. You can do it. Shoot a king-size load of cum to his sweet little princess's pussy. Yeah, you gonna come, little bro? You gonna come, huh? You gonna show my pussy who's boss? You're gonna show us all, aren't you? You're gonna show me, my boyfriend, his parents, all of us who's boss by pumping your load into my pussy? Oh, yeah. You're gonna shoot it? You're gonna shoot it? Come on, baby. Shoot it. Shoot your cum inside me. Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, good boy. Let it all out. Let it all out like a good boy. Good boys shoot all their cum in the pussies they fuck, don't they? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Give me every drop. Goodness, you came so much, didn't you? I could feel it filling me up. Hey. Look, I'm gonna go hop in the shower to clean up and get ready for my date. If you want, you can shower with me. And yes, you can fuck me in the shower if you want. But remember, once we're finished showering, that's all the fucking for today. I need to be all fresh and clean for my new boyfriend tonight. Have I told you how much I really like this guy?